I do want to say I'm going to try to wrap this up on October 28th. So that week, please bring your children and your youth to this service, because I want to have a time at the end of the service, at the end of the sermon, that they will come forward and we as a congregation will pray over our children and our youth and give them not only strength and wisdom, but also spiritual strength and spiritual wisdom. And so please bring your kids and your youth back at that point so that we can pray over them and pray with them. Well, this week we're going to transition into the teaching series, The Cries of Today's Teens, from our present teaching series. And I want to focus on some general concepts that will work whether you have children or your own. I mean, whatever your situation is, grandparent, great-grandparent, godparent, guardian, whatever your situation is. But I have said several times that there's one thing. There's one thing that I believe you should remember. One thing from this whole teaching series that you should burn into your brains. Does anybody remember what that is? Yes. There you go. Write it down. The kids that you call your children are not really your children. They are God's children. That's the first blank if you're following along. The kids that you call your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren or your niece or your nephew are not really your children. They are God's children. And God has entrusted us. Listen to that language. God has entrusted us to be surrogate parents to those kids that we call our own. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly values and morals. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly aspirations. God has entrusted us to raise them with a biblical view of the world. God has entrusted us to raise them with a respect for all of God's creation. All of God's creation. And finally, God has entrusted us to teach our children how to love and be loved. How to love. Do you remember a few weeks ago I talked about how love is a learned thing? It's not something that we are just born with. Some people believe love is something that I think is really terrible, and that would be abuse of some sort. You know, my parents really love me when they abuse me. They show their love for me. And you know, that's something that we as a church need to teach, is that that is not love. That's control. And so we need to teach, both as parents, grandparents, whatever our family relationship is, and as this church, we need to teach our children how to love and how to be loved. It's hard to be loved sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes you just don't feel like being loved, do you? In those moments of heated discussion, right? But whenever we really think about it and reflect on it, we know that we are blessed, that we are loved. Amen? So, this is hard for me to say, but above everything else that we have discussed in this teaching series on kids, if you remember those things and act on them, if you remember those things and what? Act on them, I will die a happy man. I will die a happy man because we will change the world right here from Warsaw, Missouri. You hear what I'm saying? These are heavy stuff. These are heavy stuff. Anyway, out of this concept, today's sermon comes, and today we will learn about three concepts of parenting: God esteem, God priority, and God purpose. Well, kids are a canvas. I just love this PowerPoint background. I just thought it was so cool. Kids are a canvas. When we look at kids and the opportunity we have to paint on the canvas of who they are going to become, we have such a short window of opportunity, don't we? Don't we? Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's a very short period of time. I can't believe my oldest boy is already in sixth grade. I'm thinking I don't have that much more time with him until he's out on his own and making his own thoughts and decisions. So I'm trying to keep him under my wing. Think that's going to happen for very long? No. But anyway, faith is formative. Faith is formative. We need to remind ourselves of this. You know the old saying in 1 Corinthians, faith, hope, and love? Well, it's interesting that all of those are taught. We're not born with any of those. Faith, hope, and love, we are taught what each of those are and what it means to have faith, what it means to have hope, and what it means to be loved and to love others. Those are things that we are taught. And so faith is based on formative experiences that we have in our families and our faith communities. You hear that?